Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We will start with Amar Rav Katina. So we are in the sugya of Efshar Letzamtzem or E Efshar Letzamtzem. We had in the Mishnah the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that if two Bechorim come out, two animals come out at the same moment, Shneim LaKohen, they both go to the Kohen, so that seems to say Efshar Letzamtzem. And we say Rabbi Yossi Aglili is obviously across the board Efshar Letzamtzem, because he holds even in a case of Bidei Shamayim, Efshar Letzamtzem. Bidei Adam would be a Chiddush in the other direction, and that's why the Gemara asks, what about the Shita of the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan who hold in the Mishnah, E Efshar Letzamtzem, because it's Bidei Shamayim. What about Bidei Adam? That is the Shaila that we're trying to deal with, according to the Rabbanan, Bidei Adam. Why is there a difference between Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam? It's that we mentioned the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What does it mean, Efshar Letzamtzem and Efshar Letzamtzem? Rashi seems to say it is a Metzius. It's a reality, whether it's possible for it to happen at one time or not. So that's why, according to Rashi, and the Rambam, for that matter, the question of why should Bidei Adam be different than Bidei Shemayim is a question of possibility. So Rashi and the Rambam say that by Bidei Adam, we focus on it more and we try to make it happen at the same time. Rashi says Bidei Adam on the Gemara, Shemiskavnin Umodidin Kedei Letzamtzem. One is mechave to have it exactly the same moment. Miskavnin letzamtzem shum mida o shum davar. Devade efshar letzamtzem. Do you say that because the person focuses on it to try to do it? That's Rashi and the Rambam. Tosfos says no. Efshar letzamtzem. Why is bidei adam more obvious that would be efshar letzamtzem? Because Tosfos says the issue is what a person would realize, not inherently what it is, but would a person recognize that it is exact or not? So by bidei adam, it goes much slower, and therefore it's in your control to focus on it at every moment. It doesn't happen at one point in time and finished, which is harder to realize whether it's exact at the same time. That's why bidei adam would be easier. Rashi says, Tosfos says bidei shemayim, last couple of skinny lines, she'ein pnai levarer uledakdik eze yatzatchila v'lakach ein shneim lakoin. Ava bidei adam she'yishos levarer mibaylon. Right, where there is time for one to be able to focus, that's why it's an issue. So that's what the Gemara is going through now. All cases of items or events being at the exact same moment, whether it's in time, whether it's in measurement, whether it's in volume, all of these types of efshar or e-efshar letzamtzem. We mentioned the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuftes and the Stipler and Simen Yud Ches that talk all about there has to be some cases where it's efshar letzamtzem, where the Torah demands a shear, either for mitzvos or for averos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Katina. Rav Katina says Tashma, about six lines up from the bottom. Rav Katina tells us, let's try again. Says the, this is a Mishnah related to Tomentara. Chilka Lushnayim Vehein Shavin. If I cut a kli, a tanur, an oven that became Tameh, and I split it into two, how do I make a tanur shel cheres tahar? So I have to break it. Shvi rasan zuhi mitarasan. So let's say I split it into two, and they're exactly the same, they're equal halves, shnei tameim. They're both Tameh. Lofi she'i efshar letzamtzem. Because one can't be mitzamtzem that one is going to be they're going to be exactly the same. So each one, you have to be nervous that it is the smaller half, because only if you have, I'm sorry, the bigger half, because you only have the smaller half, that's what you have to do to break it. You have to break rove of it. So you see from here that this is even bidei adam, and we say, Ef Shalatsamse. Answers the Gemara, no raya. Amar of Kahana, shiny klicheres, hol v'yesh bogumo. So klicheres never has a clean break. If it's a clean break, so you're going to tell me it's the same? No, but this has bumps in it, and this has holes in it, and this is missing. It's not an exact. You can't. It's not like a piece of paper that you can fold and get exactly in half. Cheres, it's bumpy. It's as gumos. Rashi says enoch nechlat b'shave elakishoshovero so chatichos boltos bo, and that's why you can't. That's why it's ef shel letzamtzem there, because it's not a material that you can be mitzamtzem. But really, maybe the rabbanan would hold in other cases of videi adam that it is ef shel letzamtzem. So we still do not have an answer to that. So Tashma, let's try again from the Tosefta.
It's ef shel letzamtzem. So it's still tame, or is it
It is tame. It is tame. Weiter. Tashma nimsa mechuvan. Bein Shtei Ayaros. Baruch Hashem, we get to speak about a lot of halakha context. We spoke about Kachim, we spoke about the Chut HaSikra, then we just spoke about Tum and Tara, and now we speak about Egla Arufa. So Nimsa Mechuvan Bein Shtei Ayaros. One finds a body, an anonymous corpse, between two cities. So is it possible for there it to be exact? To be exact between two cities. So Shtei Mevio, Shtei Agalos. They both of the cities, they each bring an Egla. Shtivrei Rabbi Elazar. They both bring an Egla. Why do they both have to bring an Egla? My Taima. And this is Bide Adam, an example the Gemara is trying to bring. And my Taima, Lav Mishum de Kasavar, Bide Adam, Efshel Etzamsim. It must be that Bide Adam, it can be Etzamsim. It could be that this body is exactly in between. There are two cities that are Krova Lachalo. And therefore, Ukrova, Va'afilu Krovos. And we think when the Pasuk says Krova Lachalal, we could darshan it doesn't mean only singular, Dafka Krova, maybe even Krovos Lachalal, and therefore two cities could bring, they'll go through the process of Avegla Arufa. So we see, Efshel Etzamsim Bidei Adam. Isn't that a raya? So the Gemara is about to reject it. But one Ha'ara first, that is Tosas brings this case as a raya against the Pshat of Rashi. Because what is the pshat of Rashi and the Rambam in terms of Efshel Etzamsim Bidei Adam? Oh, you could focus on it and be mechavein that it's going to happen, it's going to be equal. When a person drops dead or a person is killed, it's not like they themselves could be mechavein it's going to be exactly in the middle. Can't have that. Bidei Adam, Rashi's whole svara of the difference between Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam is that by Bidei Adam, you could focus and try to get it exact. But when a person dies in between two cities, he's not in control. The Malach HaMavis. Mali Hacha, Mali Hasam, as the Gemara says. So, why should this be called Bidei Adam? That's a strong question on Rashi's shot of the Gemara of what Bidei Adam means. Got to figure out exactly how Rashi would answer that question. But Tosas deals with that, and he says that's part of why he gives the other pshat. Okay, so let's just answer the question, and then we'll get into the important Rashi here. But first, the Gemara answers, lo. No, maybe it's not a raya that Efshel Etzamsim Bidei Adam. Lo, Rabbi Eliezer, Savak Rabbi Yosei Glili. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer and this Tosefta holds like Rabbi Yosei Glili, Damar, Efshel Etzamsim Bidei Shemayim, V'kol Shekin Bidei Adam. Maybe it's all following Rabbi Yosei Glili Shita. Remember, this is a Das Yachid. We're trying to find according to the Rabbanan. So therefore, we still don't have an answer to that question. There is an important Rashi here that the Achronim discuss. And that is on the bottom, Rashi says on four lines from the bottom, what exactly happens here when you have the Egla Arufa and you have a body between the two cities? They both bring two Eglas. They bring two Eglas. That is what Rabbi Eliezer says. Says Rashi, fourth to last line, De'i'ef shalat samsem, ela vade achas krova mi chaverta. What if you yell the other way? What if you yell e'ef shalat samsem? So only one of them is close, but I just can't figure it out. So what's the halacha in that case? What would you do? So, amayim aviyish de'eglos, you wouldn't bring two. Why? What would you do? Yaviu achas b'shutfis. You would bring one b'shutfis, which the Gemara is going to say this possibility in a minute, but Rashi is going to add in one word. Kidamina l'kaman, v'yasnu, and they'll make a t'nai, v'yomru b'nei ha'achas, one of them will say, im atem krovim imenu, if you're closer to us, and you're really supposed to bring the Egla Rufa, yehei chelkenu machul lachem. Our chelek will be machul to you. And therefore, v'tachab alechem, and you'll get the kapara. V'manachnu krovim ikem, and if we are closer than you, chelkechem yehei shalanu. You'll be mochel, your chelek to us, v'tachaper aleinu, and then you'll be mechaper. So that is Rashi. So again, if they would say, e'efshel etzamsem, and really one of them is closer, we just can't figure it out, so then we would say, you bring one, b'shutfis with a t'nai. But Rashi adds in the word, machul. Yihi chalkenu machul lachem. Achronim discuss, what are you being mochel on? You can only be mochel on a chov. You can't be what's called mochel on a ba'en. That's a big discussion in the Achronim. Can you be mochel on a ba'en? If I have an object, I'm mochel you the object? You can't be mochel an object. You can be mochel an obligation. An object you could sell, you could give, you could be makne, any type of kinyan. You can be makne an object. You can't be mochel an object to you. That's not, even if you want to say the lumdis, how mechila works. When I say, I'm mochel it to you. By a chov, does that mean it's as if I got it that I gave it back to you? Like it's that you owe me $100. So when I'm mochel, so is that it's as if I got it, this kabalti, and I give it back? Or is it as if, no, mechila is something else, is what's called a siluk. I just remove myself, and mamela, you don't have to pay me. So that's a discussion of the stipler in the first parak in Masechah Sanhedrin, whether mechila is a kinyan or not, but this is separate. This is just saying, if it really is mechila, can you do mechila on a ba'en? So that's why some of the Achronim like Rashi's formulation in Sota, where Rashi does not say mechila, Rashi says the word hakna. Rashi says in in Meseches Sota, Rashi says, I'll tell you where it is, right here it is, Rashi in where this Gemara comes up there in Memhema Beis, Rashi says, Shahahasna hi bakinyan. Right, that it's a kinyan there, it's not a mechila. Either way, this is a tzarachin on this Rashi, maybe you don't take the Rashi literally that he means mechila. There's another context where it comes up about mechila on a ba'en. Rav Soloveitchik was medayik in a Rashi in Kiddushin to prove another concept based on this concept of no mechila on a ba'en. The Gemara talks about it, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, in Maseches Kiddushin, could you be mekadesh a woman with something stolen? So generally we say no, kisha begezel is not good because it's not yours. Whatever I give to the woman has to be mine, has to be shalachasan in order to get married with it. The Rishonim discuss, what if I, when I give it, isn't that's called shiri rishus, so I sold it, should be nikna then. But anyway, the Gemara talks on the bottom of Nebez Man Aleph, that there is a brisa that says it does work. Kitcha begezel, bechamas, ubegneva, mikudashes. It works. So how does it work? Says the Gemara, hasam begezel dida. No, he stole something from her. And now he's giving it back. That's why it works. So what do you mean? Why should that work? Why should that work if it's from her? So says the Rashi, Begezel dida, kivan de kabilte achilte. Once she was mekabel it, so she's mochel it to him. It kind of works at the same time. Oh, you're giving it back to me? Okay, I'm mochel it, and because I'm mochel it, it's yours, and then you give it back to me, so it's bon ke'echad. At the same moment, it could be his, and he's giving it to her. Because of mechila. Ask the Rav Soloveitchik, so what mechila? Mechila only, as we just said, from the other Achronim, only works on a chiyuv, not on a ba'en. So she's mochel the chovas hashava. But how is he kona the item? How is he kona it? She's mochel it. Oh, says the Rav, you see from here, with another 10 rayas, that there's a concept called kinyani geneva. Automatically, the Torah is mechadesh. When I steal something, there are kinyani geneva with a chiyav hashava. Once the chiyav hashava disappears, then I'm kona it. Kinyani geneva, there is something called kinyani she'ela. When I'm a shoel, automatically, a shoel has kinyanim, so a ganav has kinyanim. It's not a schar for him, it's not a reward, he did something wrong. But that's a concept of kinyani geneva, so that's why here too. What does it mean, so what, that she's mocheles? The second that she's mocheles, that gets rid of the chiyuve hashava. Memela, the kinyanim are allowed to kick in. Once the kinyanim kick in, then it belongs to him, and he can give it to her to get married. So, but that's both related to the Rashi here, and the Rashi there, Kiddushin and Beis, in terms of not being mochel on a ba'en. Okay, we are on the second line on top. Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Neima Kitanoi. Let's say this issue of Efshar Latamse, Marie Efshar Latamse, is a machlokes tanoim. Nimsa Mechuvah Mishnei Ayaros. Our case, where you have the corpse that's found between two cities, Lo Hayu Orphan. The Tanakami here says, you don't go through the ceremony. There's no Egla Rufa. If it was 3 inches to the left, you would be through the whole ceremony. Exactly in the middle, no Egla Rufa. Lo Hayu Orphan. We'll see why. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shem Avios, Mishnei Agolos, as we just said in the previous brisa, right? That no, you bring two. If it's, and you, each one takes care of it. So, my love, Bahakam Iflagi, right? So, what are they arguing about here? The Tanakhama says you don't bring an Egla Rufa if it's exactly in the middle. And Rabbi Eliezer says you do. So, the Tanakhama Savar E. Efshalat Samsim. The Tanakhama says it's impossible to measure, and therefore, it's one of them. One of them is chayiv, and therefore you go to each city, and each city is kind of like hamotzi bechavera. Well, it's not us; we're not the closer one. Rashi says each one could say, "Adio kol achaz ameres, ani eini krova." So what are they going to do? They're going to force them to bring an egla rufa? Why can they force them? Right? If they could say, "It's not my chayiv." For Rabbi Eliezer, Sava Efshalat Samsim. Rabbi Eliezer says no, Efshalat Samsim, and therefore they both have to bring. So maybe they're exactly chayiv, and they're Yudarshan Krova, Va'afilu Krovos, right? That is suggestion that that is the machlokas tanaim. Ask the Karen Ora in Masecha Sota, how can you say nobody's going to bring an egla rufa? Somebody's got to bring an egla rufa! This guy died in the middle! How can you say nobody's going to bring it? The Laman Damer Efshalat Samsim Leka Shum Svara Sheaviu Agala Beshutfis Amaylo Nema Diaviu Egla Beshutfis. We should have the Shneim Krovim Meshave. The Yesh Lomar Daha Dahair Akrova Mevia Gamkein Safeku. Even by the city, when the city is closest, it's still a Safek. It's not that we know Vadai, this guy was killed by the members of the city. Even by a Vadai Egla Rufa, says the Karen Ora. It's a Safek Din. And therefore, ukeshe yishtayim krovos, paturos lagamre. And therefore, in this case, they're both pater. He doesn't say the words, but it sounds like, what would you call this? Svek sveka. Doesn't say the words. Suffolk, whether it's from the city, even if it's from the city. Maybe it didn't come from the city. So yeah, the chinish Torah is that, if it's closest, you have to do it. It's a vadai suffolk. And therefore, you have to bring it. Masha Eked, if you're not sure which city it is, again, he doesn't say the words, but that's what I think he's driving at, you would say it is, something that you don't have to bring. So another one, another formulation, some of the acronym is that if you only bring one, so then each one is really only getting a chatzi kapara. And that's not good enough. Right? You need a full kapara, not a chatzi kapara. It's not going to be good enough, and therefore, it would not be worthwhile. So also the Minchas Chareva, one of the Achronim on Masecha Sota suggests, what's this machlokas about? At least at this stage of the Gemara, right? What would you say? So he suggests Vakasav, maybe the machlokas is as follows. Shulai, according to the Mandaba that says you have to bring, maybe it's similar, I guess this is like what the Karen Ora said, it's like Asham Talui. We bring Allah Safik. That's the din. Mashiach, the other opinion says, no, you don't bring a Safik. It's a possibility for each one. That's, you have to bring both. Okay, there's a different lumdis of the Achronim, what the svar for this machlokas is. Either way, but that is the Karen Ora. Maybe it's like a Svek Seika. And that's why you don't have to bring according to the Tanakhama. But the Gemara now rejects that and says, no, but Tisbra. Is this really logical to say that the machlokas is about Efshar or Efshar Latsamsim? Ikasavar Tanakama Efshar Latsamsim. If the Tanakama holds, is it possible to be Latsamsim and one of them is closest? So say what we said before. Amaloha Yorfim, Yaviu Egla Achas Beshufis Vyasnu. Why do you bring one B'tanai? Right, we have a precedent. Sometimes you bring people who aren't sure if they're who's chayav a carbon. Sometimes you bring a carbon al Tanai Beshufis. You have that possibility. So what about here? So Ella, you have to say there's a different machlokas behind the scenes here. Lahani Tanoi Dekuli Alma Efshal Latsamsim. Really, maybe everybody holds Efshal Latsamsim in this case. Behacha bikrova velo krovas kamiflugi. This is machlokas about how to darshan the pasuk. That's the machlokas here. Everybody would say efshal latsamsim, and therefore it's possible that they're both chayif. But the machlokas is, can you say that they're both chayif? The Tanakama holds krova velo krovos, and therefore it's possible to have a case of krovos, but that's not the chiddush haTorah, and therefore they don't bring one at all. Rabbi Eliezer saver krova vafilu krovos, and therefore when it says krovos lavdafka, any city. I don't know, what if you have one exactly equal to three cities? It's mamish in the middle. So maybe you'd say Krovos there too, even three, if it is exactly the same. Period. Okay, so no answer from there. So my Havilah, so what do we paskin? According to the Rabbanan, again, that's our Shiloh. According to the Rabbanan, what would they say in a case of Efshal Atzamsem, Bidei Adam? Amrav Chiyabar Avin, in cases that don't involve mitzvahs and averus. In cases that just involve measuring, which would have nafkaminas in certain halachic contexts. Amar of Chiyabar Avin, Amar of Amram, Tana. So there's an Amora named Amram, but just not Moshe. Tana, Nimsa, Mechuvan, Meshdea Yaros. If it's Mechuvan exactly, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Shtein Meviyashdea Golos, Chamam Omrim, Yaviu Egla Achas, Meshufis Vyasnu. There's the Machlokes, but there's the Chachamim saying you make a Tanai. So Tanakam, Rebbe Eliezer says you bring two, the Chachamim say you bring one, but Tanai. So my Kasavi Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan hold in this case? Why should you bring one, but Tanai? E Kasavi Rabbanan to Epshul at Samsim. If they hold, it's positive, but Samsim. Vikrova Vafilu Krovos, Lysi Tarti. If they say it could be exact, and you darshan even krovos, so you should bring two. Vi krova velo krovos. If you say only one, afilu chadul alaisi, they should only bring one. If you say really krova, so elalash shma mina, ksavir rabbanan, iefshal atzamsim, afilu b'de adam, shma mina. So we think that the maskana is that it's Efshal according to the Rabbanan, it's across the board, and that's how the Gemara ends. We have a machlokas tanoim about Efshal Tzamtzim and Efshal Tzamtzim, and they don't have any breaks. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says in all cases, Efshal Tzamtzim. The Rabbanan say in all cases, Efshal Tzamtzim. Right? So that is the machlokas that we end up with. Some of the Achronim ask, according to the Rambam, famous sheet of the Rambam, Savi Daraisa Le Kula. The Rambam holds, as we know, Machlokas, Rambam Rashba. Savi Daraisa Le Chumra. Is that a Din Daraisa itself, or is that a Din Darabanan? Mi Daraisa by Savi Daraisa. Do we go Le Kula or Le Chumra? So the Rambam has this amazing sheet in Hilchos Tumas Meis, that Savi Daraisa Le Kula, on a Daraisa level. Because the Torah only has case of Vados. The second is a Safik, you could be Mako, but Midrabanan, you have to be Machmir. So according to the Rambam that says Savi Daraisa is Lakula, so why are you Mechayiv any of these cities? Every city is a Savi Daraisa. So how, why should there be an opinion that says you're Mechayiv, the city? Right? It's a Savi Daraisa. Savi Daraisa Lakula. And we're talking about on a Daraisa level. Not Midrabanan, Egla Rufa. So what you have to say, the Minchas Chinuch suggests this, and that is, this is a Safik Kapara. It's not just a stop Safik Daraisa. Whenever you have a Safik Kapara, so then you'd bring it. Similar to what we said, like Ashim Tali. Ashim Tali, it's all a Safik. This is Ikvi Yisura, you could say. There's a body here. So that's what you have to say, that even though, according to the Rambam, by a Safik Lakula, here one would say that one would be Machmir anyway. That it is a Safik Kapara, and you know, we have other contexts in halacha where kapara is different than a regular suffix in mamun, let's say. By kimle b'durabamine, right? If there's an element of kapara, if I eat shruma, right, so then I might have to pay for the truma, even though it's kimle b'durabamine and a person's chayim misa, because of the kapara element. Okay, period. Next, Rabbi Tarfin Omer. Next piece in the Gemara. Rabbi Tarfin says, Hakoed, so we had all the, go back to the Mishnah. We had all the sheetahs of the Mishnah. What does one do in this case where you have two babies born and you're not sure if one of them came out first and which came out first? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says they both go to the Kohen because of Efshal and Tzamtzim. The Chachamim say only one of them goes to the Kohen. Right? Because one of them is the Bechar. Rabbi Tarfin says the Kohen gets the best one. Rabbi Akiva says the Kohen gets the worst one. So let's talk about all those opinions. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Hakohen Baro Lo Asa Yafeh. The Kohen gets the best one, the better one. My time at Rabbi Tarfin. Why does Rabbi Tarfin say the Kohen gets the better one? Because after all, one would say that all things being equal, the Kohen should get the worst one. I must be Chaver Lavaraya, right? So you should get the worst one. So says Rabbi Tarfin. No, Kasavar Ahud Bar Yadafik Bereisha. The healthier, more robust one obviously came out first. And that's good enough to override Cheskas Mamon. Wow. Right? So that's Rabbi Tarfin Shita. That's the stronger one. That's the one that broke out first. Esav was stronger than Yaakov. And therefore, that's what we say. Who came out first? Rabbi Akiva. Omer Mishamnin V'chulu. What does Mishamnin mean? Mishamnin me beinehen. That was the language of Rabbi Akiva. So Amar B'chiva, Abba Amar B'yochanan, Hakoin Oto Kusha. What Mishamnin means is that the Kohen gets the weaker one. The weaker one. Says the Gemara, Armali Reb Chiya Bar Abba Reb Yochanan, Vahanan Mishamnin Beinei Amtanan. But the language of Reb Akiva is Mishamnin. That doesn't mean you get the weaker one. What does Mishamnin mean? Mishamnin, for the word Shamein, is fat. So Mishamnin, we think, means the Kohen should get the weaker one, but you split the difference of how much the fatter one is worth more than the weaker one. Meaning basically you just split it. That's what we think Mishamnin Beinayim should mean. And therefore you take the extra shamein of the fatter cow, you should split it. So how do you get, ask the Reb Chiya, how do you get that? You should, Mishamnin means he just takes the weaker one. You should basically split it. So Amaleh, Reb Yochanan answers Reb Chiya, Ad da'achlis kafnayasa bibavel targimna misefa. Whoa. While you were eating dates in Bavel, we learned this from the Seifa. What's he trying to say? Look at Rashi. Sounds like he's insulting him. Rashi. Ba'od shehayita ochel tzmarim b'Bavel u'ma'adein atzmecha. While you were having a good time in Bavel and eating some nice dates, you know, we answer this question from the Seifa. Let's just finish it, and then we will talk about that line. Diktani Seifa. Because the next line of the Mishnah says, Beis Echan Mehen, if one of them dies, It's the end of our Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon over Yachlok. Rabbi Tarfon says you split it, the one that's left. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Hamotzi Mechaver, Alav Araya. Rabbi Kiva says, Hamotzi Mechaver. So you see, that's Rabbi Kiva Svara. Vistakadayatach Mishanin Beinayam. And if you want to say you split it, Techi Hadadi Pligi, and you split it up equally, Hachanami Luthikigari Hadadi. So you should split it up equally in the Seifa, after the one of them dies. Elamai Mishanin Shuman Yubinayam. So what must you say? Rabbi Kiva holds Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Araya. You see that in the Seifa. So how must you understand and interpret the word Mishamnin earlier in the Mishnah as Shuman Yehei Beneihem? What does that mean? The difference between them is what's one animal is fatter than the other one. That's going to be the difference between them. Rashi says, Masha Echan Shamein Yafeh Ye Mutal Beneihem. That's how you have to understand it. Damar Leila Kohen. I see right. The Bechar Uvi Shakel. Bring me a Raya. This is the Bechar and you could take. But until that time, Mosef Chavir Alav Araya. So basically, you have to understand the earlier part of the Mishnah based on the later part of the Mishnah. Hamosef Mechaveros, that's what Mishamnin must mean. So quite the obvious question is, why is Rabbi Yochanan insulting him? Rabbi Yochanan insulting him while he was eating dates? So, whenever an insult comes up in Shas, we always say, Chavos Yair. Chavos Yair has a tshuva where he goes through not all, but a lot of the insults in Shas, explaining them how they're not really insults. That's how he goes through the tshuva. Kufnun Beis. Nishalti. Achar de divrei chachamim benachas nishmain. We know the line, right? Divrei Torah benachas nishmain. V'noma b'mishnah yihi kavod chaver chachaviv alecha kishalcha. Pirkei Avos, you should have a lot of kavod. Eich matzino lifamim kintorim v'zilzulim b'shas. How do you find these insults? Ke'inyan. Maybe the most famous one. K'nayim v'shachiv rav amr l'ashmaitza. Rav must have been sleeping when he said this. I think more about Bakama, right, and elsewhere. So that's the question that he was asked. Rivyar Backrack, end of the 1600s. Tshuva Yafeshalta. It's a great kasha. Ki vadai, afa pisha nikru tamidicha chavim shebebavel chovlim. Even though the Tamid Chavim are called chovlim, lo mitzad harikudim vahat sa'akot gedolot umaraot, vahakos kafal kaf, ki ilu nulchamim zemol zeh. They're not called that because they literally fight. They fight in Torah. Omitzara kintura bizilzulim chalila. Ki lo al signon zen nomar ki yedabru es oivim b'sha'ar. Sha'avu b'no rabbi talmido nazu oivim. That's not why they're called oivim. Rak mitzara she misnagdim b'svaro seyen. Uberaya seyen. So he said, how do I do this? So let me explain to you all these insults. He goes through about 20 of them. 20 of the insults. But let's get to ours. V'lifamim amru l'shonos ke'elu b'derech melitza u'beticha. It's like a joke. K'moshe kasev Reb Yochanan l'Reb Chiya bar Abba. Baba Basar Kuv Zayin b'choros yudches. Ad da'achlus kapnayasa b'bavel. Right, so what is the svara here? So he quotes, if you look in the Mefarshim, what is kapnayasa? They are unripe dates. Tamarim geruim, they're unripe dates. V'nira li, says the Chavos Yair, alpi mashapirish harav bar tenura sof perakama da'arla. Gotta know the Rabs and Arla to understand this insult. He says, alkafnios she'odem smadar. They're not ripe. V'achi gamarle, this is what you're saying. In Bavel, you have a lot of dates. It's amuka mikala aratzos. V'adai shama tamarim tovim ma'od kibimishna perakama debikurim. Rak sharoi lahamdina gamar bishulam. Right, but you should wait. You should wait until they're fully ripe. Even though they're great, you should wait until they're fully ripe to really get the best out of them. You definitely don't get the best enjoyment if you eat it too early. That's what he's telling him. You must have been eating dates in Bavel. You ate those dates because they always eat the dates too early in Bavel. The answer to your question is the next line of the Mishnah. Keep going. You stop too early. That's what he means. Hakanami lo yarata l'sofa mishnah. V'lachein b'shnei ha-makomos elu. By these three makomos, where Dafkin, Bo'avasra, and in Bechoros, where he's about to say, keep reading. That's where he says, you must have been eating dates in Bavel. Because the Bavel dates, you know, they ate early. So that's specifically here. Amalo targamina misefa. Ubekai gavna. And he quotes another one. V'chulu. Then he goes through more if you want to, feel free to, look it up. Anyway. So that is the Chavos Yair saving the day. There was no insult here. He was just alluding to a Rav Bar Tenura in Arla. Okay. Vasheni Vaiter. Let's continue. Two dots. Vasheni Yirachi Yistaev. Vachayev B'matanos. That was the end of Rabbi Akiva. But then we have a separate statement. Now we have a machlokas of the Mishnah about the Matanos. The Zeroa L'Chayayim in the Kiva of the Suffolk Bechors. So the Tanakhama says you have to give matanos, v'chayev matanos. You have to give matanos from these animals. For Rabbi Yossi Poter. Rabbi Yossi says, potter from giving these matanos. My time with Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say, chayiv b'matanos? After all, isn't it a safek? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Well, Rabbi Yochanan says, simple. Hold the coin ba'al on Mishneh Tzadim. The coin comes in front of him with a miman of shach. To get it. To Amar Lai, I Bechar Hu, if this animal is a Bechar, Kule Didihu, that it belongs all to me. The I Lo Bechar Hu, and if it's not a Bechar, Havli Matanus Bineh, at least give me the Zerol Lachaim and Lakeva. So says Rabbi Meir, Miman of Shach, the Kohen's going to get the Matanus here. Because either he gets the whole animal, or Yesh Bechal Basayamanam, he's at least going to get these parts of the animal that belong to him if it was Chulin. For Rabbi Yossi, my time, so why does Rabbi Yossi say he gets nothing? Rabbi Meir makes a lot of sense. Why does he say he gets nothing? So Amar Rava, Asu es she'eino zoche kizoche v'yafal gav delo matil yadei kemandi yamatil yadei. Let's read it. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Rava says here and elsewhere. In certain cases, midrabanan Chazal made it as if I have something of yours, then it's as if I gave it to you and I got it back. Here, where there are two Bechorim, there are two animals here. That's the case we're talking about. One of them is going to the Kohen, and one of them is being kept by the Yisrael. So it's as if they both went to the Kohen, and one of them is given back. And there was Khalif in here. You know, I got them, okay, you keep one of them. So it's as if the Kohen already got it and gave it back. If the Kohen is a Bechor and then gives it back to a Yisrael, then there's no Chiv of Matanos. So that's what it is. It's as if Ke'eno Zoche is Kezoche, even though he didn't get it, command the Matiliyadi. It's as if he got it, Vizavni Yisrael Mamume. And as if he gave it to the Yisrael with its possibility of getting a mum, and then he will keep it. Right? It's as if he sold it, and therefore a Kohen that sells a Bechor to a Yisrael is Pater ben Matanos, that we know from elsewhere. So that's where Rabbi Yossi Shita is, because you have this Chalipin, because you have two animals involved that go to the Kohen, so one of them is a Chilif to the other one, and we're allowed to view this as if it came from the Kohen, and therefore you're Pater. Amar Belazar, Hakol Modi B'Safik Bechor, She'en Chalipin B'Yad Kohen She'chai B'Matanos. Rabbi Lazar says that in a regular case of Savik Bechor, if you have one animal, so in that case you wouldn't be able to say this. Because one animal, there's no Chalifin. You can't say, Eino Zoche Kezoche. Over here in our Mishnah, you have two animals. So you could say, oh, this one, and we traded, and you could say, Eino Zoche Kezoche. But if you only have one animal, so then Rashi says, Shelo Natal Klum Tachtav, right? Like in the last case of Zachar Unakeva, so there's only one animal being involved. So then there would be chayiv matanos according to the other shita. So the Gemara says, "Akol modim man Rabbi Yossi pshita." So that's obvious. There's no chalifin in that case. So what's the chiddush of Rav Elazar? What does he have to tell me this for? Ad kan l'kal pater Rabbi Yossi hasan. Why did Rabbi Yossi say pater over there in the first case on our Mishnah? La dechalifin biyad kohen to atzva sheina zocha kizocha. Avol ein chalifin biyad kohen la. But of course, if there's no other chalifin, if there's just one animal involved, of course one would be able to say that you would be chayiv according to everybody. So the Gemara says no. Ma'u de tema time of the Rabbi Yossi. You might have said Rabbi Yossi is based on a different reason. Time of the Rabbi Yossi de kasava because he holds the mechayiv slay b'matanos. You might say there's a gzera derabanan here. If you give matanas to the coin from this animal, they might think it's a really full chulin animal, and therefore they might shear it, they might work it. Even in a case where there's no chalifa biyad kohen, and then you would say that it would lead to Giza Vavoda. So Kamash Malan, that's why, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. The reason is because it's Chalifin, and therefore, if there's no Chalifin, then he's Chayiv, Israel Chayim and the Keva, because they consider it a Chulin animal. Right? You might have said we should be Gozer because of the worry. Kamash Malan, we don't make such a Gzera. The reason is Chalifin, and in the case of no Chalifin, Rabbi Yossi would agree that there's a Chiyiv in Israel Chayim and the Keva. Period. So that's the first statement of Rabbi Lazar, that everybody would agree in that case. Okay, the Gemara first has one other question, then we get to the second one. Umimat says Amrit Hachi. Is it possible to say that the, did I just skip? Yeah. The last line. Yeah. Umimat says Amrit Hachi. Is this a, I got mixed up because the Rashi is on the, here is about the Gemara in the next Amrit. Umimat says Amrit Hachi. Is it possible to say this? Right, that the reason for Rabbi Yossi is the issue of Gizav Avoda, where that would have been a Havamina, that I would have said that don't give Matanos so that people don't think that this is a chulin animal because they might come to shear it. V'atani seifa. Rabbi Yossi says beferish his reason in the next Mishnah. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says in the bottom of this Amud, kol shechalifa biyar kohen, patr menamatanos. Anyone who has chalif and biyar kohen, the patr menamatanos, Rabbi Yossi mechayev. So you see, chalif and biyar kohen in, and chalif and biyar kohen lo. So there wouldn't be a havamina to be for on the geese and matanos. You know beferish of Yossi svara is because of the chalifin issue. Eid azocha kizocha. Skarai says, okay. Mahu de tema Reb Yossi l'drab de Reb Meir kamerle. No, you might think that Reb Yossi is not really saying his own shita. His own shita might be based on Giza Vavodawari. But he's saying, l'dvarcha, l'dvar de Reb Meir. In other words, as follows. L'didi, according to me, Reb Yossi says, afilu ein chalifin biyad kohen. Even if the kohen does not have the chalifin, if there's only one animal, di mechayv eslevi matanas asa l'giza vavoda. That's what I hold, personally. But l'di doch, Odili Mia, at least admit to me, Hecha de Khalifin Biyad Kohen, Dasu Shayna Zocha Gezocha. Rabbi Yossi would say, at least admit to me in the case of Khalifin. Viamalera Meolo. And the Rabbi would say, no, sorry, I don't hold of that principle of the Khalifin, period. So that's why, with just the Mishnah, you might have interpreted Rabbi Yossi as pottering in all cases. That's why Rabbi Lazar has to come along and tell me that, no, everybody would agree, in the case of non Khalifin, that you'd be Chayiv in the Matanos, period. Next, the Amar of Papa. Next statement about when everybody agrees. Hakol modin b'safik meiser. What if somebody has a case of safik meiser? Shepatim anamatanos, an animal that you're not sure whether it's the meiser behema or not. Let's read the Gemara and then we'll talk about what the exact case is. Shepatim anamatanos. So the Gemara says again, Hakol modin man Rabbi Meir pshita. But who's Hakom Odim? Meaning even Rabbi Meir, who says Chayiv in the Mishnah by Savik Bechor, would agree Pater by Savik Meiser. So Rabbi Meir Pshit, that's obvious why. Arka Makom Rabbi Machayiv Rabbi Meir Hassam. When does Rabbi Meir say you're Chayiv by a Savik El Basavik Bechor? Whole ball of a Kohen Mishnah Tzadim. As we explained, there's a Miman of Shach. The Kohen has either give me the whole animal or give me the Matanos. So that's where Rabbi Meir would say Chayiv. Abel Savik Meiser Lo. But by Savik Meiser, you wouldn't say it. So what's the Chiddush? So of course, Rabbi Meir would say Pater in this case. No, Mao de Tema Taim and Rabbi Meir Delotish Takich Torres Matanos. You might say Rabbi Meir Svara, why you're Chayiv in the case of Bechor is so that people don't forget Matnas Kahuna. Don't forget the principle, the institution of Matnas Kahuna, and therefore even in cases where the Svara does not apply of the Biman of Shach, you'd be Mechayiv. Afilu Savi Meiser Nami Kamash Balan. So that it's only in cases where the Svara applies. Similar discussion we just had. How can you say the Svara of Rabbi Meir is based on that? And he says, beferish the reason. Faktani Seifa. Shreb Yossi Omer Koshal Khalifa Biyad Kohen Patron Amatanas Rameir Mechayiv. So you see there, the issue is Khalifin. And the issue is you're not worried about Gezeris. Like we said before, you're not worried about the Giza Vavoda. So too, Rashi explains. You're also not worried about So the Gemara says, no. Ma'od etayim Rabbi Meir, afilu Savik Meiser Mechayev. You might have said, with just our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir would hold Chayev in Savik Meiser. V'had miflagi b'chalifin. Why do you specifically only argue at Chalifin? Lo diecha kochel de Rabbi Yossi de Patar. Afilu hecha de koin bala mishet stadim. The chiddush is that Rabbi Yossi would say Patar even in the case of Iman of Shach. You would still say that you would be Patar, which is an amazing chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. Kamash Malan, we say that Rabbi Meir would potter, period, in a case of Safek Meiser. Okay. What's the case of Safek Meiser that we're talking about? What's the case of Safek Meiser? Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Gershom. Rashi, bottom of the previous Amud. That's where the Rashi is printed. Rashi says, second to bottom, Rashi, Safek Meiser, Kigon Shekafatz Echa Min HaMusar L'Tocha. You have a Meiser Behema that you already Meisered, right? You put it through the fence, and then the little rascal jumps back into the other side. And he jumps back into the animals that you already, that you haven't taken off Meiser from yet. So you got a problem, because any one of these animals could be a Meiser already. And therefore, that's the case of Safek Meiser, according to Rashi, as the Gemara says, in the later parak, where the last parak in this pesach is about meiser behema, that they all have to wait till they get a mum, and they're all eaten by mum on lebailim. You have to all treat them as savi meiser. Rabbeinu Gershom here says no. The case of savi meiser is, Rabbeinu Gershom right here in the last couple of skinny lines, it's the other case of savi meiser. You got messed up with your numberings. You put him through the fence, and you called number 9, 10, then you called number 10, 9, and then you called number 11, 10. Right? So you have all these savi meiser. The halacha is they're all kadosh. all of those. There's a halacha, fascinating sugya, which hopefully Bezer will talk about. The kriyas shame of Meiser is Makadesh, and the passing through is Makadesh. They're both add a certain element. So why does Rabbeinu Gershom not like Rashi's pshat? Why does Rabbeinu Gershom not like Rashi's pshat? Just say something Meiser, we're jump back in. So the Rashi's Bikurim here has a couple of possibilities. Where is it? He says, Vihine. He says, Ha Vulai Tamo, says according to Rabbeinu Gershom, Tilachorel, Bikafat Echaben Amusar and Latocham, Haya Bedichi is Batel. If one jump back in, shouldn't Bittel take place? You have one sheep and 1,000. This should be Bittel. And yet we don't say that. Ela hakamashvolan balechayim chashivi velo batli. We say that balechayim are chashiv and it's not batel. Amnam, but kishedarnin le'inyin matnas kahuna. When you talk about matnas kahuna, you shechted the animal already. Haynu kisheshachdu la'achar shenofal bomum. Right? You shechted it, right? There's no chiyuv of matanos before the animal's dead. So Aza did know, say, she's chayiv matanos yaman afshach. So at this second in time, she be chayiv matanos. Im ze eino shel meiser, if this is not the meiser animal, then it's a chulin animal, so it's chayiv. Vimu shel meiser, and if it's the meiser animal, it's batel. Because right now, balechayim are chashiv only when they're alive. When they're cut open, they're batel. Telacher shchita shaber batel kedemur v'gavur bezvachim. Le'in chaticha rui l'schabed. Dimnechtecha hachaticha achas osa chaticha muteres. By chaticha rui l'schabed, right, a chashiv piece of meat, it's not batel until it becomes cut up. Then it is batel. So maybe that's why Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't like that case. Because that jumping back in, really, the laws of bittel should apply. And right when you shechted, you should be chayiv in matanas b'man of shach. So that's why he doesn't say that case. V'Rashi zal efshar. And what about back and forth? What did Rashi? How did Rashi answer that? No. Disvir lei. The kemosha ain lach mevatel yavish. V'lo yavish mevatel lach. Just like ain omino is amavatel. Who adin? The ain baser shachut misbatel b'balichayim. Right when it's shechted, you can't say it's batel in the rest. Kiva David davar hanikar b'fnei atzmo. The alkein afla akar shchita lo yisbatel. The adayin she meiser alav le'inyan she'ino nimkar be'itzlas in anishka bolitra. The alkein padam in amatanos. That or O.F. Shard Sviel of the Rashi. Kiva de b'matanos k'siv me'ez zovche hazevach. By Manas Kuna, we had this drasha at the end of Chulin. Be'inat she'yeh ra'uy lehischayev b'shach shchita. You have to chiv of, has to be right before you kill the animal. The kan, kiva de besha shchita, akati, lon is batel, shuvi afshar lachol, sheachal of a chiv acharkach, vlobasi rak lahair, ki ein hazman grama ka'es levarer yoser. We're going to talk more about that in a second. He says, ein hazman grama ka'es levarer yoser. A very scary line, which we'll talk about in 5 more minutes. But that is the racious bikurim. Okay, let's continue first now, and then we'll get back to that statement. Says the Gemara, 2 dots. Meis echan mehen, Rabbi Tarfin omer yachloku. If one of them dies, you have these two animals that were born to the two baby bechorim, two potential bechorim that were born. So Rabbi Tarfin says, if one of them dies, yachloku. So am I. Yachloku, why do you split the other one? Nechzi, ish shamein mis to kohen hu. The high de'ika balabayas. Right, Rabbi Tarfin said you give the better one to the kohen. So let me just check it out. If the fat one died, so then that one was, that was the kohen one and this one belongs to the balabayas. Vi kachush mis to balabayas mis. The high de'ika to kohen hu. If the skinny one died, the lean one died, then that's the balabayas one, the other one goes to the kohen. Amar Rabbi Ami, like Rashi quoted, on the Mishnah, chazabu Rabbi Tarfin. It must be Rabbi Tarfin was choser bo, the He holds Yachloku. So if you split the one that is left over. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Hamas Mechav Alav Araya. Rabbi Akiva says the one that dies, Hamas Mechav Alav Araya, the Balabais gets to keep it. Omer, Rabbi Chia, Mashal, Rabbi Tarfin, Lamar, Daradome. What is Rabbi Tarfin's Mashal? Rabbi Tarfin says he split it. Why? It's like a Mashal as follows. L'shnayim, Shifki, Duesel, Roeh. If two people gave a shepherd an animal, and now he only has one, and you're not sure whose it is, so there's no Hamas Mechavero. It's not in either of their rishus. Sheminiach, roa b'neimu mistalik. The roa says, here, and he runs away. Meaning you split it. You split it. So that's like what this is like. Rabbi Tarfin says, the case of our mission is a case where the animal is in a third party's possession. And that's why you're going to split it. Because the balabais is not the muchsak. Umashal de Rabbi Akiva l'madar v'dome. What's Rabbi Akiva's mashal? Rabbi Akiva says, you say, amos v'chavero. Le'evchad, sheifki yitzel balabais. One person gave his animal to the balabais. The balabais says, hey, your animal got lost. This is my animal. And he says, no, it's my animal. So Rabbi Akiva says the case is where it's still in the balabais' rishus. So the Gemara, 1 minute. El b'mai pligi. If they're each talking about two different cases, so what's the machlokas? Rabbi Akiva Palik, Bishayim Shev Kidu Eitzal Rosh, Aminiach Rav and Mustalik. Rabbi Akiva would argue in that case where it's by a third party, where there's no Amosi Bechaveiro? No, he wouldn't. Rabbi Tarfin Palik, Be'echad Shev Kid Eitzal Balabayis? Would Rabbi Tarfin argue in that case? No. So what's the machlokas about? So, Amar Rav Avitamer of Papa, you're right. Ha kol modi b'shaim shev kidu eitzol roeh shemidiach roeh b'nei mustalik. In the case where the animals were given to a third party, everybody would agree yachloku because there's no muchsak. Ubiachad shev kidu eitzol balabayis shemos v'chaver olav araya, and everybody would agree where there's only with the animals by the balabayis. Right, everybody would agree there. Also, that Hamosim Echaveiro, even Rabbi Tarfon would agree. Lo Nechlu, what's the machlokas about? As follows. Lo Nechluku Ela Bechotzer Bal Habayis V'roe Kohen. The Balabai, it's in the Balabai's Chotzer, but he has a Kohen shepherd. He has a Kohen shepherd who he's going to give the Bechorim to. So the question is as follows. Whose Rishus is that? Reb, because it belongs a little bit to both of them. So Rabbi Tarfin saw Rabbi Tarfin, who says you split it, hold there's a real equality here. Rabbi Tarfin saw Aknu ye kamakni le b'chatzero. He's makna him a portion of his chatzero in order to be kona the b'chor. And therefore they both kind of own this suffic b'chor. V'nichale delis avid misvah b'mamone. Because he wants to fulfill all the mitzvahs that he can. So you have to give a bechor to the Kohen. So he's makna part of his chatzah to the Kohen. And therefore, it's as if, just like in the case where you give it to a third party, no one is more muchzak than the other one. It's in a third party's possession. So to hear they're both muchzak. And therefore you split it. That's Rabbi Tarfon Shita. It's his field, but he gives rights to the Kohen. Good. The way the Chazanish formulates it is that it's a double kinyan. It's a kinyan at the moment of the birth, and it's a continuous kinyan after that. Because if it's just at the moment of the birth to do the mitzvah of mamone, but then afterwards there'll be a kinyan chatzar for the owner. So you have to say it's a double kinyan. It's a kinyan right away b'shas leida, and then it's a kinyan continuously so that he will continue to have rights in it. That's the Chazanish in right here in Yud Tes Yud Gimel. Rabbi Akiva Savar, no, Kivan de Islay Pseida Lo Makri Limidam, because he's going to have a loss on here where there's a suffix, so then he doesn't give him anything. V'habi like Ke'echa Shifkin Yisrael Balabaya Shabbos Mechavar Lavaraya. No, I'm going to give it to you, but it's not yours. You don't have a kinyan in my chatzer. So therefore, and according to the Chazanish, maybe Rabbi Akiva could argue on either of those. Even if at the first moment, it's going to be yours at birth. That's only if there's no suffix. If there's a suffix, then I do not have das to be makna it to you. Big discussion about Ovid Inish, Nichale Ledish to Lusavid Mitzvah of Mamone. That's the big discussion of borrowing items of mitzvahs without permission. Tfilin, Talis, Svarim. Right, is there any issues? The Shulchan Aruch discusses. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tzitzis. Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter litol talis chaveira ulevarech aleha. Ubilvad sheyekapel osa im mitzaa mukupeles. You got to fold it the same way that you took it. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah. V'hu hadin b'tfilin. Tfilin also, the Ramah says. You got to take without permission. Aval aser lilmo b'svarim shel chaveiro. Below Daito. The Chashid Hashem Yikra Osa Belimudo. But you can't do Svarim or more Chomer than Tfilin and Talis, says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Brura, do this Ba'akroy. You can't like not buy a pair of Tfilin and just daven at the other minion of your friend and use this Tfilin every day. That's not allowed. Aval Kviyas Aser. V'yafilo Ba'akroy, Dafka Ba'oso Makom, but not to take it added to another Shul or Ifcha, that one. One cannot do. By primagadim, the I because of the chol gavni roy lizar kishval of emo. We should try to ask the owner if you can in all these cases. Piskei Tshuvas discusses here that not so simple. Bizman hazeh, people are somewhat maybe more makpid on their talis and tefillin than they are on their svarim. Right, the first by talis and tefillin, the Tzitz Eliezer discusses tefillin for sure because it goes to on the body. Talis, people generally might not be as machmed about tefillin. The knot gets messed up if you like put it on somebody who has a bigger head than you. You come back and it's stretched out and it's not wrapped up the same way. So Cicely Ezra says, it's really, it's a chiddush to take tefillin shalo. You gotta really know the person. But Svarim also, the Piskei Tshuvas, he quotes from many poskim, that Bizman Hazeh, Svarim, one is not Machpada. We're not talking about in those days when it was very hard to get Svarim and it was all written by hand. Ulam the Maisa Nirish Ink Pedas Ashokanar Vaposkinel Bizmanahem, Shlo Hayat Tfus Matsui, Mashiki Bizmanenu, Shesidr Chumishu Machsor Vechadoma Nikdim Bat Skumuat, Les Man to Kapidalze. Who is Miso's cupid? And Mistama, you know, that as long as you put him back in the same place, you know, it would be okay. What if it says in it, Asr l'shtamish b'li rishus? Does somebody have rights? L'shem ha'aretz u'moa, Asr l'shtamish b'li rishus. God, everything's yours, but this one's mine. Right? So is that authoritative enough? Okay, not for now. Ask the posik of the Beis Medrash where you are. That's what's done. Okay, Mishnah. Let's just run through this Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Rechelov. So these are opposite cases or similar cases to what was discussed in the previous Mishnah. Sveikus. Shnei Rechelov Shalom Bichru V'yoldo Shnei Zacharim. You have two Rechelim that did not have firstborns. They both had two males. So they're clearly Shnei L'Kohen. You know both of them are go to the Kohen. Zachar V'nekeva. If one has a male, one has a female, Hazachar L'Kohen. Because you know the Zachar, they each one baby came from each animal. Shnei Zacharim V'nekeva. Echad lo v'echad l'Kohen. So there, you have to give one to him, one to the Kohen. Why not two to the Kohen? Because it could be that the female came out first in one of the animals. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, HaKohen Bar Lo Asa Yafe. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, the Kohen gets to pick the better one. This is again before he was Choser Bo. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishamnin Beineyem. No, he takes the weaker one. Vashani Yerachi Yistarev, and the second one that stays by the Bailam, you wait till it gets a mum, and then you can eat it b'mumo. The Chayvim Matanos, and the animal that stays with the Baal Bayis is Chayvim Matanos. Rabbi Yossi Poter, he says, Potter, as we said before, he potters. Why? Remember, he said before we mentioned Rabbi Yossi Sfara up above. Why he patters because of Chalifin? Meis Echad Mehen. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yachloku. Rabbi Kiva Omer Masarechaver Lava Raya. Same as actually this is before. Next case. Shtei Nekevas V'Zachar. What if out of these two animals that never had a firstborn before, you had two females and a male born? Oh, Shnei Zachar Meshnei Nekevas. Ein Kant L'Kohen Klum. Kohen gets nothing, because it very well be that the females were born first. Achas Bechav Achas Elo Bechav. If you have one animal that did not have a firstborn and one did. V'yolzo Shnei Zacharim Echalo V'Echalo Kohen. So there you know one for sure is a firstborn. Give it to the Kohen. Rabbi Tarfon Omer HaKohen Boraz Ayafe. He gets the better one. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishamnim B'Neim. He takes the weaker one. Vashini Yershi Yisayv. The other one stays with the Balabayas until he gets a mum. V'chai B'Matan is Rabbi Yossi Poter. Same Machlokas, but here Rabbi Yossi says his Svara. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kolsha Khalifa Biad Kohen Potter and Amatonis. Any Khalifa Biad Kohen, so it's as if Eno Zoche Kizoche, as if the Kohen gave it back to me, Potter from Amatonis. Rabbi Meir Machayev, Rabbi Meir says Chayev. Meis Echad Mehem, if one of them died, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yachloku, because he was Choserbo, Rabbi Akiva Omer Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Araya. Zachar and Akeva, Inkan Lekohen Klum, he gets nothing. Period. Continue, finish it up. Okay, fine. Sricha, why do you need both cases? Why do you need the previous Mishnah? This Mishnah is all the same. Machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, it's all the same. Diash Mina Kamaisa. If you only had the first case, the case where one mother and two babies, maybe Bahikama Rabbi Akiva, trade the trade Michada. That's where Rabbi Akiva says that you would say Amotzi Mechaber Olav Araya, because they both came from the same animal. That's where there's a real suffix. Aval, but in the case of Rechelev Shalom Bichru, we have two different animals. The Tre Mechada V'Chad Mechada, two came from one and one came from the other. Eim Amotzi Le'er Rabbi Tarfon, Da'achti Yalita Ha'chad Shebiach Tvei. Maybe you would agree to Rabbi Tarfon that the one that looks stronger must be the one that came out from the mother. One mother had one, one mother had two. So the one that looks the best, that obviously came out from the single mother, because he looks stronger. You don't have to deal with a twin inside. And therefore, that one, if it's a boy, for sure goes to the Kohen. So maybe Rabbi Kiva would agree to that. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. That's why you have the second Mishnah. V'yesh minan ha, if you only have the second Mishnah, b'hakamah Rabbi Akiva. Maybe only there Rabbi Kiva would say ishi, that the Travaya lo Bichru. That's a case, the second case, because that's a case where you have two animals that did not have firstborns yet. Avalachat bechavacha shalo Bichru, v'yoldo shnei zacharim, eim amodi lele Rabbi Tarfon. Again there, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Tarfon, takta lo Bichra, shviach tvei. The one that never had a firstborn yet and had a firstborn, that's the one that looks good. It's the first baby that comes out. And maybe you would have to give that one to the Kohen. Sricha. That's why he has to say all the three cases. The case where there's one mother, the case where there are two mothers that didn't have babies yet, the case there is two mothers, one had baby yet, one didn't have a baby yet. We are in Bechoras Yutes. I mentioned this the first time I recorded the Reishis Bikurim, that the story goes that the Reishis Bikurim, Rav Avram Weinberg, when he kept teaching Torah in the Warsaw ghetto until 1942, and the last year they took him away to Treblinka, Hashem Yikom Damo, when they were learning Maseches Bechoras. And the daf that they were up to, the Gemaras was still open, Bechoras Yutes. Bechoras Yutes, that's what it was open to. So who knows? Maybe the chiddush that we just read today, and then that he says the lobasi rak lahayir raki einas man grama kais lavara yoser. A lot more behind that statement. Einas man grama kais. So we have the schus though of having his sefer. He still lives on. right? The Germans were not successful. The Torah is still here. Torah Tziva, right? Torah Schayim and Rachmana Litzlan. They're not physically here, but the Torah is still here. And Am Yisrael Chai. So we'll stop here. B'choris Yutes. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue with the B'choris Yutes tomorrow. And B'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we will pick up with the third parak of Meseches B'choris.